SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Texas has made the first move in a battle over redistricting.
There is a new voting map in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law.
Texas is now more red in the United States Congress.
The new congressional voting map is designed to help Republicans gain more seats in the 2026 midterms. President Trump has been pushing for the new map. Republicans have a slim majority in the House. Before Texas lawmakers passed their new map, California passed a bill supported by Governor Gavin Newsom, putting before voters a new Democratic-leaning map to counter any gains Republicans could make in Texas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Next stop, Missouri. Republican Governor Mike Kehoe is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. The announcement comes as President Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in the next year's elections. Tariffs remain in place, but a federal appeals court has delivered a blow to the president's trade policy.
A federal court has ruled that President Trump wasn't legally allowed to use emergency powers to impose tariffs on almost every nation on Earth, but they did not strike down the import taxes immediately, allowing the administration time to take the case to the Supreme Court. That leaves the tariffs in place for now. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit largely upheld a May decision by a trade court in New York. In the 7-4 ruling, the judges wrote, it seems unlikely that Congress intended to grant the president unlimited authority to impose tariffs. I'm Jennifer King.
British celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay is revealing that he was diagnosed with skin cancer, which has been removed. The TV personality shared a photo on Instagram of a bandage over part of his face and neck and another showing a line of stitches from his earlobe to the top of his neck. Ramsay said, please don't forget your sunscreen this weekend. This is SRN News. A warning about digital devices in the classroom.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, these tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices. Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments throughout the church's legacy. This is SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A suspended Little Leaguer's bat sells for $10,000.
The bat tossed in the air by a New Jersey Little Leaguer to celebrate a home run that earned him a suspension was sold for nearly $10,000 at Golden Auctions. All proceeds from 12-year-old Marco Rocco's signed bat will be donated to the program he plays for, Haddonfield Little League. The auction drew 68 bids. Marco's bat flip on July 16th in the final of the Little League sectional tournament resulted in an ejection, a one-game suspension, and a legal fight. But his father took Little League to court and won an emergency temporary restraining order that allowed Marco to play. I'm Julie Walker.
Labor Day is upon us, and the cost of a traditional barbecue is up. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says grocery prices are up over 2% from this time last year. More details at srnnews.com.